Welcome. This is Bob Kincaid, President, Portfolio Manager of Stonebridge Capital Advisors. Today is May 5th, 2020. Cinco de Mayo. Thanks so much for listening to our audio file today. We have been posed with a number of questions by our clients during the volatile times of this market. And the questions they are asking often refer to hedging strategies, utilizing options, or leveraged exchange-traded funds to achieve their investment objectives. With me today is John Schoenberg, Chief Investment Officer and Portfolio Manager for Stonebridge. John is also a Chartered Financial Analyst, and prior to joining Stonebridge, has extensive experience managing hedge funds. John also has a patent, Rules-Based Risk Management, focused on using hedging strategies. So with that said, I'd like to introduce John to the line and see if he can answer some of the questions that have been asked by our clients. John, welcome aboard.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks for the introduction. And yes, we, like you have stated, we have received a lot of different calls from clients saying, you know, hey, I have this portfolio with a lot of unrealized long-term capital gains. It's in a taxable account. I think the market's going to go down. What can I do to protect the downside so I don't have to sell all my holdings and realize a bunch of capital gains? That is a common question, and it's a difficult one to answer, and it's much more complicated than a person might think it is when you get into the mathematics and the results of, you know, what you think you're trying to achieve. The most common question is, okay, I know I can buy puts on the market to protect a downturn, right? The definition of a put is it gives you the right to put something to somebody else at a predetermined price. And puts are very effective in hedging the downside, but timing and when you put those hedges on is very, very critical. And I just want to walk through kind of a real life example of why it's so critical. If you had a portfolio of $500,000 and you said last Friday the market had run and, hey, I want to protect 100% of my downside by buying puts on the S&P 500, it's easy to do. But there's three variables in your decision-making process that are really important. One is, what level do you put that protection on? How much time do I want that protection to be in place for? And then what is the underlying volatility in the current environment? I really want to focus on that last piece for a second, and that is the volatility of the current environment. When the market gets extremely volatile, implied volatility goes up. And that is one of the most important features of an option. In other words, it gets really expensive to hedge the downside. The cost of those options goes up because people are expecting it to be more volatile. I often tell people it's like buying hurricane insurance when the hurricane is off the coast, rather than when you haven't had a hurricane for the last 10 years. You may be right, but the insurance is going to be so expensive, you're not going to make enough money to really even make that insurance worth it. So, if you would have bought puts last Friday, the VIX, which is that measure of implied volatility or volatility, was at a level above 30. And for you to put a hedge on a $500,000 portfolio, it would have cost you as an investor about $40,000 to put the hedge on. $40,000 of $500,000 is about 8%, right? So if you put that hedge on and the market just stayed where it was, and by the way, this is a hedge that goes out to September of this year. So if you put that hedge on, and the market stayed right where it is from today until the end of September, your $500,000 portfolio would now be worth $460,000 because you spent the money on the put and the put didn't make you any money. So you'd be down 8% and the market is flat. If you were right and say the market went down 20% between now and September 18th, your put would have grown from $40,000 in cost to $100,000. You did create something, though. You created a short-term capital gain. So if this was done in a taxable account, you would have $100,000 minus your cost of $40,000, which is $60,000 in total profit, which you now have to pay federal income tax, state and local taxes at short-term rates. So your net effect is going to be about 60% of that $60,000. So basically, you protected yourself about $35,000. So now you look at your portfolio and you started with $500. The market is down 20%, so you have $400. And you added $35,000 back in, which is the net after-tax impact of the put you bought. And you're still down almost 13%. So you were right, and you called a market that was going to go down 20%. And instead of your portfolio being down 20, you're still down almost 13%. So this is an example of why it is extremely important to put protection on when protection is cheap. In this example, the puts that I gave that go all the way to September were basically $40,000. If you would have put those on at a more reasonable level of volatility, say in February, it would have only cost you about $18,000 or 3.6%, which gives you a much better opportunity to earn money using put protection. So, a couple of things you really got to watch for if you're going to use puts. You have to put the protection on when insurance is cheap. In other words, volatility is low, because once it already starts, you can be right and still not make any money. And that's the real point with trying to buy put protection over, you know, to protect the downside. The second question is the one we get of, hey, I know there are exchange-traded funds that are like two times the inverse return of the S&P 500. The common ETF is called the ProShort Ultra S&P 500 Fund. And it seeks the daily investment results that correspond to twice the inverse or the opposite of the daily performance of the S&P 500. I want to stress that the key word in that description is daily. These levered instruments do not work over a long period of time. Example, year end to 323, which was the low, of the market, it worked fantastic. The market was down 30% from year end to 323 of this year. The SDS was up 72%. So you did get exactly what you thought you were getting in that decline. However, if you did not sell that day and continued to hold that position because you still thought the market was going to, you know, be weak and go down, you'd find yourself in a much different position. So through last Friday, the market was still down almost 12%, 11.83%. So you would expect that SDS holding to maybe still be up 22, 23%. That's not the case. The way these work and the way they have to roll forward to keep hedging on a daily basis, the SDS year to date is actually down 3%. So if you were to come into this year putting on a position in the SDS, thinking I'm going to protect the downside, and you didn't take it off at exactly the right moment, you'd find yourself down 12% plus down another 3% in the SDS. So you'd actually be down 15% in your overall portfolio. So again, the timing of using a levered short ETF is critical. They are meant to be used for very, very short periods of time, days and weeks, not months. And the mathematics of that get pretty complicated, but they really do not work if you hold them for longer than a two-month period. So that is our update on protecting the downside using puts or levered short ETFs. We like to remind our clients that the best way to protect a portfolio from a downside move in the market is to actually have the proper asset allocation heading into the down market. We spend a lot of time with our clients understanding their objectives and risk tolerances, and we want them to know that before any extreme market moves, we hope to have their portfolio positioned in an appropriate asset allocation to weather that downturn ahead of time. So that's really what I wanted to talk about today. If you have any questions or concerns about this call or your portfolios, always feel free to call us at our number 651-251-1000, and we'd be happy to answer any questions.